word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. As we continue our study in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, we're studying with Jesus in the vineyard. And I hope you've been following these Bible studies. And if you'd like, you can go back and hear the first three or four messages of this series at our website at considerhisword.org. We'd love for you to go over and visit the website. Also, you can go over and like our Facebook page as well. At the website, you'll find all of our programs there. You can go back and review programs like this one or perhaps the earlier programs in this series. Also, while you're there, we'd love to hear from you. Click on the contact page and just send us a note. Let us know where you're hearing our program today. And as long as we're in the book of John, we're giving out little Gospels of John. We've given out a number of these already, and I have a few left, but we're running low, so you need to write to us as soon as you can. These are little pocket Gospel of John's, great to put in your pocket or your purse to just pull out and read from time to time. You can get them simply by writing to us. There's no obligation. Postage is paid and everything. Just simply write us a note. You can contact us through the website, again, at considerhisword.org, or you can write to us here in South Florida. Our box number is P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida, 33355. So address your letter to Consider His Word. Again, P.O. Box 550456 in Davie, Florida. The zip is 33355. Write today and get your copy of the Gospel of John. Today we're going to be in John chapter 15 as we continue our study with Jesus in the vineyard. Jesus had been in the upper room with the disciples and had told them many things there. It's where he said those great words about, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye shall be also." Now in John chapter 15, they have moved from the upper room. They're walking down through a valley in a vineyard. Jesus, I think, is pointing out the vineyard like he often did, used objects around him to get his point across, and here he's using the vineyard. And he said to them first in verse 1 of chapter 15, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." And he explained our relationship with him in the sense of a vine, that he is the vine and we are the branches. Everything that we get, we need, everything we need from him, we can have from him. He said again in verse 5 that without me, you can do nothing. And so the vine provides for us everything that we need. It provides our provision as far as nourishment, provides our support. Everything that we need, we can get from him. Jesus has everything that you need today. Just call to him and see if he'll not provide it for you. Now, Jesus is actually changing subjects here just a little bit. I think he's still continuing with the idea of the vine, but he kind of shifts gears just a little bit. I'm going to begin reading in verse 9, where he said, "As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. There's a number of things that we see here. First of all, we see kind of an extension of love. It goes from God's love, from the Father to the Son, to the disciples, or to us. He said that the Father has loved me, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. God's love is beyond however we can express it in human language. It's difficult for us to describe the immenseness of God's love, how much He loves you today, and how much He cares for you. In fact, He cared for you enough to give the most precious thing that He had, His only Son, who came to die for you on a cross. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth," or demonstrated, "His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Later in 1 John, John would say, "Herein is love, not that we loved Him, but that He first loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation," or to be the atoning sacrifice for our sin. He loved you so much, He sent His own Son to die on a cross for you. And He loves you very much. Don't ever feel unloved. Don't ever let anybody tell you that God does not love you. God loves you so much. And so Jesus said, as the Father loved me, He said, so have I loved you. Now He gave them this commandment. He said, continue now in my love. And it's difficult for us to love like Jesus, but you see, it's not a love that we conjure up. We love people through Him, or He loves them through us. You see, that's part of the abiding in the vine, that His love flows from the vine to the branches, and His love flows from the Father through the Son and through us, to a point that we can even love our enemies, as Jesus talked about over in Matthew chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount over there. And then He made it a commandment. He made it very specific. He said, "This is my commandment. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in His love." Now notice that He kind of took it a step further, because now we see it's a commandment of love. And our love is demonstrated, our love is shown by our obedience, by keeping His commandments. You read the scripture, and you especially read the Gospels, and you'll find many commandments of Christ. In fact, Jesus said that we ought to teach those commandments. Remember in Matthew 28, He said, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And He said, "And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world." So He told us to teach His commandments. Now, people far smarter than I have gone through the Gospels, and they have identified nearly 50 commands of Christ. That's why we ought to be in the Scripture every day, so that we can find those commands. Look for things that Jesus said He wanted you to do. We know He wanted us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We know He wanted us to remember Him through the Lord's Supper. He said, "This do in remembrance of me." Now He says, here's how you show my love, is by obeying me. He said that if you keep my commandments, He said, you'll abide in my love. Even as I have kept the Father's love, He gave us the example of Himself. And then I love this verse here where He says, "Then these things have I spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." It's the experience of true joy. And I think it's continued with all of these, abiding in the vine, loving people like Jesus loved them, and we continue in His joy. Now, the word joy here is an interesting word. It means to delight. It's the idea of enjoying life, and enjoying life in Christ, and that we can enjoy Him, we can enjoy living. in Psalm, there's a great verse. It's Psalm 37:4 that says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." That we enjoy our relationship with him. You know, our relationship with God should not be something that we struggle with or that we strive for. You know, he just wants to walk with you and talk to you and to love you and to be your friend. And he said, "I've told you these things so that my joy, the delight that I have, might be in you, and that your joy, the joy that you have, would be full." You know, Jesus said in another place that he wants to give us abundant life. He said, "I want to give you life and give it to you more abundantly." And that life we find in Christ. You think about this. As Christians, you know, the world, let me put it this way, the world has to do things to enjoy life. They have to go out and party. We even have parks. We call them amusement parks. We have to go and do things to enjoy life, to do things to find any joy in this life, to go out and be involved in some kind of activity. But you see, when we have the joy of Christ, we delight in him and he is in us, and we can enjoy living and we can enjoy life every day. Years ago, there was a lady that was coming to our church, and she was introducing me to her husband. And as we introduced, we were getting acquainted, he said, "Great," he said, "it's great to meet you." He said, "Maybe we could get together for a drink sometime." And his wife leaned over and touched him and said, "Honey, I don't think they do that." And he goes, oh, that's all right. He said, "I'll tell you what, come on over to the house. We'll play a few hands of poker. We'll have fun." She touched his arm again and said, "Hon, I don't think they do that either." He said, "Oh, great. Well, I'll tell you what. We don't have to drink. We don't have to play cards. Let's go out dancing Friday night. We'll go down here to the club and we'll go out dancing." And she touched his arm again. She said, "Hon, I don't think they do that either." And finally, in frustration, he said, "Well, what do you do for fun?" And you see, that's my point. The world has to do things to enjoy life. For the believer, we just have to delight in the Lord, to walk with Christ and know him. And every day is an adventure in the Lord. When we pray and we seek God's will, I believe God has something for you to do for him. I believe God wants you to serve him in a special way. And he'll reveal that to you. And I'll tell you, the greatest joy you will ever find in your life is when you find God's will and you're faithful to it and you do it. Jesus said, "I've told you these things to abide in the vine, to abide in my love, so that you can have my joy, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy would be full," to have a fullness of joy. Now, this relationship begins when you trust Christ as your Savior. You've asked him into your life and given your life to him, and you know that you're saved. It's more than just going to heaven. It's having that relationship with him, walking with him, knowing him, finding the fullness of joy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll give you that joy. If you follow him, if you abide in the vine, if you abide in his love, again, he said, "I've spoken these things to you that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full." Our time is gone for the day. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.